The next six psukim of Evarach David, really till Vayuish Hashem, is not from Divrei Hayom like the first half was. Rather, it's from Nehemiah. Perek Tes, Pasuk Vav through Yud Aleph. It's interesting, it's actually a very long psukim. It's only six psukim, but it's a very long psukim. But the first three psukim seem to be a hemshich of the Indian of Divrei Hayom that we're speaking up until now. And the next three psukim seem to be Agdama of the following thing of Oz Yashir, because it talks about Mitzrayim. That's all. It's a Nehemiah. It's a hemshich of what we were saying beforehand, but it's really a hagdama, a prelude to Yitzis Mitzrayim. We're going to just focus on the first three psukim today. The first three psukim start from Atu Hashem Levadecha. Atu Asisa Shemaim Shmei Shemaim V'chol Tevom Haaretz Chol Asher Aleha Yam Chol Asher Vahem Atu Mechayez Kol Mitzvah Shemaim L'chom Mishtachavim. That's one pasuk. Atu Hashem, you are the Hoya Hoya V'yir Levadecha. That all metzias, all havayas, which means life and reality, is only ato Hashem levadecha. It's only due to you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, that there is havayas, that there is such a thing as existence, that there anything exists in the entire world. Levadecha, it's only you by yourself, and if you, HaKadosh Baruch, weren't there, as the Rambam says at the beginning, you say the Atera, says that there is Yesh Shal Matzeh Rishon, that everything is totally dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and if there would be no Ribbono Shel Olam, then there would be nothing else. It's not that it's possible to have one without the other. Everything is totally in the Metzius of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Atosis HaShemayim, Shemei HaShemayim, you've made the Shemayim, which is what we can see. Shemei HaShemayim is above the Shemayim, what we can't see. The Galgalim, the Malachim, the Chol Tzavom, everything which is included inside. All the Tzva HaShemayim, Ha'aretz V'chol Asher Aleha, the ground and everything which is included in, which means Tzemeach, Doimim, Chai, everything which is here. Hayam V'chol Asher Behem, Hayam V'chol Asher Behem, and the water which is even lower down. Underneath the ground and everything inside, also living creatures, non-living creatures, the rocks and the algae and the fish and everything that's included. And everything is given existence through you, like we said beforehand, and that is that even a piece of wood only exists, it's not just things that are alive, like animals and people and malachim and plants and seaweed, it's also the things that are daimim, which are inanimate objects, like rocks and pieces of wood and things like that, sand. All these things are also, they only have existence because you want them to exist. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them to exist, he wouldn't have hold the atoms together, then everything would just disappear. Everything would float away. Nothing would be. Nothing would exist. Atamachayas Kulin doesn't mean that you give it the ability to breathe. You give it the ability to exist. That means everything you give it the ability to exist. From the lowest of the low, and the highest of the high, everything is totally subservient to you. Everything, even though there's malachim, they seem to be the highest of the high. And not only that, the goyim, Dor Enerish, like the Rambam is Masber, that they said that the Tzva Shemayim is a koyach bifnei atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Certainly there was a creator, but he created the world and he gave over dominion to the Tzva Shemayim. And now you have the moon, and you have the sun, you have the malachim, you have everything, all the gagalim, you have the planets, the stars, everything, and they're in charge. And that's why they started being Oved Avodah Zarah, because they started serving the Tzva Shemayim, and from there turned into Avodah Zarah. We're saying over here, no, Tzva Shemayim L'chom Mishtachavim. The entire Tzva Shemayim is Mishabed themselves to you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're still here. Which is the famous, this is the week, the Ramban and Boy. Everybody should go through the Ramban and Boy from the Yisrei Ne'odat. Rav Volbe used to say that you need to know it by heart. There's one Ramban Alatera. This one, I think Rabbi Yochanan said this, two Rambans Alatera again. This one and the first one in Kedeshim to you. Nova Brishas Alatera. But this Ramban is from the Seidei Emunah and Seidei Adas, and that was one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do with the Yitzias Mitzrayim, to show that he's still here. Not like the Ramban speaks out. There are those that said that, yeah, it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but he left. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Ani Hashem Bekarav Haaretz, I'm still right here. Bekarav Haaretz, we're still being Mashiach and taking charge of exactly what's going on. Atu Hashem Elokim Asher Bechart Avram, you are Hashem who chose Avram. Why Avram? Because Avram was the first person to be makir that the Tzva Shemayim is taka, the sun went up and the sun went down and the moon went up, like the Medrash says, right? Is the sun in charge? The Hakam is set at night, but the moon. So he was makir that the entire Tzva Shemayim is also meshav themselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Meila, he was the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be the Av HaMain Goyim. Shebechard Avram, Veitzeis Mirakazdim, And once he was able to see that everything in the world is Meshubat Ribbono Shel, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the entire nature, the entire Teva for him. When you go above your nature, he was makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs the entire Teva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him and dealt with him in that way, and that when he was thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the Mirakazdim. V'samta Shmoy Avrom. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do either one of two things. He can leave the person as is and change the Metzias, like when he threw Avram into Arkazdim in the fire, and he just changed the Metzias, the fire didn't burn him. Or he could leave the Metzias as is and change the person. In other words, he left the mazel. Avram said, I see in Beit Tignisi, I see that through the stars that I'm not going to have any children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're right, Avram is never going to have any children. I'm going to switch your name to Avraham, then you'll have children. The mazel stayed, the Metzias stayed of the Teva, that in Echanami Avram is never going to have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the person and got him out of the Teva that way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Yechirlis to do all different types of things and to change the person accordingly, either to change the Teva or to change the person. Umatzasut levavei neman lefanecha, you found he was Neman. It says that b'chol beisi Nemanu. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol beisi Nemanu. The Rashbam says Neman. He says ki yosei Neman, yaten Neman. Like he says that somebody that's always ready to do the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's always standing ready. He's like what's an eved b'chol beisi Nemanu? He's Neman. He's you could rely on him. He's dependent. He's trustworthy. That you know any time that he's there. That's what happened by Moshe Rabbeinu. When Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, called to all three of them, and Aaron and Miriam weren't ready to be Mekabel the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Moshe Rabbeinu was. He was ready at any second to be Mekabel the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Neman was of Avraham Avinu. He tested him 10 times. After he tested him 10 times, he found him Neman. Every time that he tested him, he was there on the mark. And Ramila, he was Koreis Bris with him to give Eretz Kanani, Yechit Amori, Pizu, Ebusi, Yigosh, Eses Azari, to give over. In other words, he made Avram Avinu as the Av HaMayim Goyim and gave him the Eretz HaMiyuchedes, which the reason why the world was created. Like it says, Rishis Bishvil Yisrael, Shemik is Rishis, and the whole really Bishvil Eretz Yisrael. And so Memela, once he was Neman, because Baruch Hu chose him, he gave him the Eretz which was chosen. So the person who was chosen, he gave the Eretz HaNivchar. It's interesting to note that it only mentions 6 out of it, right? Chiti, Amori, Prizi, Vivutzi, Girgashi. Kanani, Chiti, Amori, Prizi, Vivutzi, Girgashi. Usually when it leaves one out, it leaves out Girgashi, because Girgashi ran away. Over here, it doesn't leave out Girgashi. It puts in Girgashi and leaves out Chivi. What happened to Chivi? So I saw in the Ian Atvilo, he's Ian Yosef, in the bottom of Atvilo, he says that the Chivi is a Givonim. And the Givonim tricked, they came to Yeshua and they tricked him, and they pretended they weren't from Eretz Yisrael, and they made a bris with them, and they weren't able to kill them. So remember, the Taki didn't give them the Chivi. The Chivi ended up staying at the end of the day because they were Taka tricked. But Tokum is Devarecho, and at the end of the day, you weren't just curious bris with Avraham Avinu, however, you were actually Mekayim your Dibur. Mikhail Shak, Mishmi Hashem Lernedati Lehem, like it says Rashi, it's there. Because Baruch Hu makes good on his promises. Kisadikoto, and it wasn't an oval to take it away from the Goyim. What do you mean? How did he go ahead and kill out 31 kings from Canaan and take away their land? That's like the first Rashi says. The first Rashi says, because Baruch Hu decides who deserves to be here. And they were Rishayim. Kibirishas ha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tzaddik, and these words are Rishayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu take it away. That's not a problem to give it to the Adam HaNivchar, the Eretz HaNivchar, and take it away from those who are not Nivchar.